From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A two-year stalemate over who should maintain roads on the Navajo Nation in San Juan County has ended after officials signed a new agreement today. But some say it doesn't go far enough. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The county used to maintain roads on the reservation, but the Navajo Division of Transportation asked it to stop in 2018, citing legal issues. Since then, residents say road conditions have worsened. Marilyn Holly is a chapter official from Red Mesa.
After the NDOT went in, we had community members coming in complaining all the time, almost every day.
Holly says some roads got so bad that bus drivers won't go on them, so she's happy about the agreement. It allows the county to resume maintenance on 75 miles of school bus routes, but there are many more miles of road that remain the responsibility of the Navajo Nation. Still, County Manager Mac McDonald says it's a good start.
Our first priority was, well, let's get this document signed, then we'll look in the future to see if these other routes, possibly taking those on as well.
The county and the Navajo Nation will each put up $100,000 to pay for the maintenance. Both entities say that number could go up in coming years. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
80% of Utah residents said the state does not need stricter abortion laws after they were told what the current laws are. That's according to a recent poll by three Utah advocacy organizations, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and Alliance for a Better Utah. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports the results come just as a bill to ban almost all abortions has been introduced.
Although the poll surveyed a significantly smaller portion of Republicans than there are statewide, Planned Parenthood Association of Utah President Carrie Galloway says it shows the abortion ban bill does not represent the will of the people.
Most Utahns understand that life is complex, circumstances are unique, and our personal medical decisions should not be legislated.
The groups are opposed to the new bill from Republican Senator Dan McKay of Riverton. It would ban all abortions in Utah except in cases of rape, incest, if the mother's life is at risk, or if the fetus has a lethal defect.
I am hopeful that we are getting to a point that we no longer view favorably the killing of our unborn.
The bill would only go into effect if the U.S. Supreme Court rules that states could ban abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Lawmakers have advanced a bill to study opioid-related overdoses in Utah. The bill, which passed unanimously in a House committee meeting today, would create a position for an overdose examiner to look at toxicology reports, the sources of drugs, and the demographics of the deceased. Utah's chief medical examiner, Eric Christensen, says this would provide information that local health officials need for good intervention.
Of the individuals that die with, say, oxycodone in their system, how many of them had that prescribed to them, or how many were bought on the street? And obviously the interventions for each of those are going to be quite different.
Christensen says that over a third of deaths last year in Utah were related to overdose or suicide. The bill now heads to the House floor. With less than a week before Utah's medical cannabis program launches, legislators are hammering out some last-minute fixes to get the program up and running. Republican State Senator Evan Vickers is sponsoring a bill which would allow doctors to see more patients and give pharmacies more options to package the marijuana flower. He says lawmakers have been tweaking the bill since last session.
We've gone through the process of implementing a very difficult program because, let's face it, it's new and we don't have, you know, track record.
Vickers says one of the most time-sensitive aspects of the bill would allow Utah's Department of Agriculture to test marijuana as private labs get set up. The bill passed the Senate today and is moving on to the House for a final vote. It looks like President Trump's partial trade deal with China will not bring in the promised $40 billion or so worth of agricultural trade for the U.S. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports on why and what this means for our region.
Robert Johansen is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist. Speaking at the agency's annual Outlook Forum this month, he said the new coronavirus, known as COVID-19, is affecting China's ability to buy products from the U.S.
Globally, we've observed significant disruptions in shipping and supply chains, and we would expect less spending by Chinese consumers, particularly in the first quarter.
Johansen said this will affect China's ability to purchase expensive products like meat. And that could hurt pork producers in the Mountain West because Chinese consumers eat a lot of American pork. Johansson predicts the country will rebound in the coming months, but he says uncertainty in global markets and a disparity in how China and America count their fiscal years means that $40 million number may be off. He expects it to be closer to about $14 billion. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.